Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Gaurang Dhawanlal with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says BJP government at the centre paying special attention to infrastructure development in the country. Launches over 27,000 crore rupee development projects in Chhattisgarh. World Bank retains India's GDP growth at 6.3% for 2023-24 despite global headwinds. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman distributes loans under Prime Minister's loan schemes in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu. Incessant rainfall triggers flash flood-like situation in several parts of Kaimur district in Bihar. And in Hangzhou Asian Games, India wins bronze in canoe sprint and boxing. Lovlina enters finals in women's boxing. Country's overall medals tally stands at 62. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the BJP government at the centre is paying special attention to infrastructure development in the country. Addressing a programme in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh today, the Prime Minister said that in the last 9 years, the expenditure on infrastructure development has been increased to 10 lakh crore rupees. The Prime Minister said that the dream of a developed India will be fulfilled only when every state, every district and every village is developed.
Viksit Bharat ke liye physical, digital aur social infrastructure bhi bhavishya ki zaruraton ke hisab se hona chahiye. Yahi wajah hai hamari sarkar ne पिछले 9 वर्षों में इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर होने वाले खर्च को बढ़ाकर इस साल 10 लाख करोड़ रुपए कर दिया है ये पहले के मुकाबले 6 गुना ज्यादा है
The Prime Minister said that many steps have taken years to make India self-reliant in steel manufacturing. Mr. Modi said that the steel produced at the NMDC plant located at Nagarnar in Bastar will provide new energy to the automobile as well as the defense sector.
Bastar mein jo steel banega usse hamari sena bhi sasakt hogi aur raksha niryat mein bhi Bharat ka danka bajega. Is steel plant ke karan Bastar sahit aas paas ke ilakon ke kareeb kareeb 50,000 नौजवानों को रोजगार मिलेगा केंद्र सरकार बस्तर जैसे हमारे आकांक्षी जिलों के विकास को जिस प्रकार प्राथमिकता दे रही है उस मिशन को भी ये स्टील प्लांट नई गति देगा
The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of development projects worth 27,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of the tribal Bastar division in Chhattisgarh today.
विकसित भारत का सपना तब सिद्ध होगा जब हर प्रदेश हर जिला हर गांव विकसित हो इस संकल्प को शक्ति देने के लिए आज यहां लगभग 27,000 करोड़ रुपए की योजनाओं का शिलान्यास और लोकार्पण हुआ है
Built at a cost of about 24,000 crore rupees, the integrated steel plant will produce high-quality steel. This plant and its ancillary industries will generate employment opportunities for thousands of people. During his visit to Jagdalpur, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the upgradation of the Jagdalpur railway station and dedicated to the nation a new rail line between Antagarh and Taroki and a double rail line project between Jagdalpur and Dantewada. The Prime Minister also flagged off the train service between Taroki and Raipur. The Prime Minister also dedicated to the nation the new road built between Kunkuri and the Chhattisgarh-Jharkhand border on National Highway 45. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also visit Telangana today. He will dedicate to the nation rail projects including the new railway line connecting Manoharabad and Siddipet and the electrification project between Dharmabad and Manoharabad and Mahabubnagar, Kurnool. He will also dedicate various developmental programs worth 8,000 crore rupees from Nizamabad. Will also be dedicating the first 800 megawatt units of phase 1 of the Telangana Super Thermal Power Project at Ramagundam. The power plant generated 85% of electricity will be utilized in the state itself and will also improve north-south grid connectivity. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for 50-bed critical care blocks under the Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission in 20 district headquarters. The Full Election Commission of India reached Hyderabad to assess and review the state preparedness for holding assembly elections. Headed by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, Election Commissioners Anup Chandra Pandey and Arun Goyal, and Senior Deputy Commissioners and Deputy Commissioners arrived in Hyderabad. The ECI will hold a meeting with political parties later this afternoon, and representatives from 6 national parties and 4 regional parties will be attending the meeting. The Commission will meet heads of 22 enforcement agencies today. The Commission will engage in various activities during the next 2 days in Telangana. The Vice President of the Dominican Republic, Raquel Peña Rodríguez, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Welcoming the Vice President on her first visit to India, President Murmu said the timing of this visit is very apt, as both countries are marking the 25th anniversary of their diplomatic relations. The President said bilateral relations between the two countries are warm and friendly and are anchored on the strong foundation of shared values of democracy. President Murmu said there is scope for working together in areas like pharmaceutical products, marine science, meteorology, disaster-resilient infrastructure and digital payment technologies. The two leaders also agreed that continued exchanges and contact between India and the Dominican Republic would further strengthen bilateral ties. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at @AIRNewsAlerts. The World Bank has decided to maintain its growth forecast for India in the fiscal year 2023-24 at 6.3%. This decision comes as India continues to exhibit strong economic growth despite facing substantial external challenges. The World Bank, in its April report, had cut India's growth forecast for the current fiscal to 6.3% from the earlier 6.6%. The World Bank's latest India Development Update observed that despite significant global challenges, India was one of the fastest growing major economies in 2022-23 at 7.2%. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today distributed 3,500 crore rupees worth of credit assistance to the beneficiaries at Coimbatore today. Speaking at the function, the minister said that aspirational districts are prioritized for all types of government assistance. The loans were distributed under the Credit Outreach Program. The finance minister said the government is creating awareness and is ensuring that rural farmers and entrepreneurs become aware of the subsidy and credit loans given to small entrepreneurs and businessmen. Onion auctions began in Nashik, the district of Maharashtra, after 14 days of the onion trader strike since the 20th of last month. They were demanding a rollback of the export duty hike. Nashik's Guardian Minister Dadaji Bhuse yesterday called a meeting of traders and assured them that a decision will be taken within a month. After that, the traders showed readiness to begin onion auctions in all agriculture product market committees. Nashik district is one of the largest onion producers in the country. Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary has said that India is constantly monitoring the situation across borders through intelligence, surveillance and reconnaissance. He said that the country's operational plans are dynamic and keep changing based on the situation developing across any front. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Chaudhary said the Indian Air Force has a very flexible and dynamic war plan, which it keeps revising.
जहाँ तक हम टेक्नोलॉजी का सामना टेक्नोलॉजी कर सकते हैं हम कोशिश करेंगे पर जहाँ पे नहीं हो सकता है हमारी ट्रेनिंग और न्यू टैक्टिक्स हमेशा कंटिन्यूअसली इवॉल्व होते रहेंगे जैसे हमें पता चला है कि दोनों साइड में अभी सिमिलर टाइप की कैपेबिलिटी है तो हमारी टैक्टिक्स में भी बदलाव आया है.
On Air Force preparedness, Air Chief Marshal informed that the Indian Air Force had signed a contract for 83 light combat aircraft Mark 1As and it is looking at procuring additional 97 such aircrafts, which will bring the total number to 180. In Bihar, incessant rainfall has triggered a flash flood-like situation in several parts of Kaimur district. Seasonal rivers like the Karmanasha, Durgavati and Sovara are in full spate due to continuous rainfall. Several buildings, hospitals and offices have been submerged in Bhabua city due to a rise in the water level of Sovara River. School children of DV School and Kasturba Gandhi Awasiya Vidyalaya were rescued in an emergency situation after floodwater entered the premises. The district magistrate of Kaimur said several patients have been safely evacuated from the primary health centres as the premises had been submerged. The DM said disaster management teams have been kept on high alert in view of any eventuality. The Met Department has issued a warning of heavy rainfall in Rohtas, Kaimur, Gaya, Aurangabad and nearby districts today. The Maharashtra government is assured that the cause of each of 24 deaths will be investigated in Nanded Government Medical College and Hospital. These deaths were recorded in the hospital within 24 hours on Saturday and Sunday. The hospital administration claims many of these patients were brought in a serious condition to the hospital. The state's medical education minister, Hassan Mushrif, will visit the hospital today. He informed that a committee of doctors will be constituted to investigate the reasons for the death of patients. Meanwhile, opposition leader Vijay Vadettivar has demanded the resignation of the health and medical education minister of the state. India's medal hunt continues at the Hangzhou Asian Games. India bagged 2 bronzes on day 10, making its overall tally 62. 62 medals with 13 gold, 24 silver and 25 bronze. Here is a report from our sports desk.
India's ace women pugilist Lovlina Borgohain retaining her sublime form in the current edition of the Asian Games as she advanced into the final of the women's boxing 75 kg event by beating Thailand's Bison Manikorn in the semi-final bout. However, Preeti lost her semi-final against Chang Guan of China in the 54 kg weight category to win the bronze medal in canoeing. The duo of Arjun Singh and Sunil Singh Salam won bronze in the men's canoe double 1,000-meter event. In cricket, India secured a spot in the semi-finals of the men's cricket match with a 23-runs victory over Nepal. In the archery event, Jyoti Surekha Vennam advanced to the final of the individual women compound event by defeating Aditi Gopichand. Aditi Gopichand Swami will play for bronze. Ojas Praveen Dev Tele beat Yang Jivon by 150-146. Abhishek Verma secured his spot in the men's individual compound final with a victory over Korea with a score line of 147-145. Ojas will later take on Abhishek in the gold medal match, essentially confirming both gold and silver for India. In badminton, H.S. Pranoy beat Mukhbat of Mongolia in the men's single round of 32 and P.V. Sindhu beat Wen Qingzu of Chinese Taipei in the women's single round of 32. In the women's double round of 32, India beat Maldives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated India's player for their outstanding performance at the Asian Games. India's contingent will be hoping to use the platform as a springboard to the success of the coming Olympic Games. With Shivani, this is Raina for Sports Techs.
Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Anurag Singh Thakur has said the popularity of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is increasing day by day due to his pro-people schemes. He said in a recently conducted survey, Mr. Modi's popularity has increased by 78%. The Union Information and Broadcasting Minister was addressing a press conference at the BJP office at Bhubaneswar this morning. And now before we close the headlines once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says BJP government at the centre paying special attention to infrastructure development in the country, launches over 27,000 crore rupee development projects in Chhattisgarh. World Bank retains India's GDP growth at 6.3% for 23-24 despite global headwinds. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman distributes loans under Prime Minister's loan schemes in Coimbatore, Tamil Nadu. Incessant rainfall triggers flash flood-like situation in several several parts of Kaimur district in Bihar. And in Hangzhou, Asian Games, India wins bronze at canoe sprint and boxing. Lovlina enters finals in women's boxing. Country's overall medals tally stands at 62. And with that, we end the midday news.